from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the first day of November, the year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. In proper tip of the day, in light of the events in New York City yesterday afternoon, the 31st of October, I want to encourage everybody to work on their situational awareness. We have a pickup truck where it shouldn't be, speeding down a bicycle path where it shouldn't be. If only more people had better situational awareness, the death toll and the injuries, I'm sure, would have been far less. And that's your prepper tip of the day. Well, our thoughts and prayers are with the victims and their families of that tragedy committed by the Religion of Peace. The patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. He's an amateur archaeologist, spends a lot of time exploring various archaeological sites. An accomplished author, having written 10 books, more on the way, and weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are you doing today?
Really good. I assume you're up to speed on the news about ISIS attacking in New York City yesterday, sir?
Yeah. Once again, you know, I see these, and, you know, there's the regularity with which, first, you know, now we're not quite forgotten about Las Vegas, and then this, it's like constant. And to me, every time I see these, first of all, there's no investigation to see if these are related. And there was a lot of evidence of ISIS involvement in the Las Vegas deal. But when you say ISIS, you have to see CIA, Obama, Hillary Clinton, and a whole laundry list of other people involved in this. You know, the building of all of this.
Well, there is evidence. You're absolutely correct, Jim. There is evidence of Obama and Hillary being behind the scenes, providing financial assistance in the form of weapons and money to ISIS on one hand. On the other, this incident yesterday appears to be a genuine believer that he anticipated to get his 72 9-year-old virgins upon being shot by the police. He was armed with a paintball gun and a pellet gun, neither of which can cause fatal injuries. My belief is he thought that, and this is my speculation based on what I know, there's a large police presence in that part of New York City. And after causing the death and destruction he did, waving these two pistols that look like real pistols would surely bring a response from the police in the form of being shot. And I would say that's what he was looking forward to, was dying on behalf of Allah so he could instantly be in heaven with his 72 9-year-old virgins who never get pregnant, never defecate, never urinate, and come return back to being a virgin on completion of sex every time forever. That would be my expectation, is that he really believed that waving those make-believe guns around would get him shot to death and that he would go to his eternal rewards, Jim. So there's two parts to this. The first part, you're completely accurate in terms of where the funding came for ISIS to get going. The other part is the bizarre, freakish, barbaric, dangerous beliefs of Muslims, which is a different topic. And they both fold in together. One complements the other.
Well, yeah, this country is, in fact, I'll probably talk a little about this now on my show tomorrow night, just simply population. And the United States has grown by 60 million people in the last 15 years, all of them imports. And a lot of them, probably at least half of them, illegal, more than half. So, yeah, this, and they're coming, you know, they're coming from all these countries. Yeah, this is bound to happen and continue to happen. But
It was more common 2 or 3 generations ago that the children of immigrants were prohibited from speaking the native language of wherever they came from. The parents wanted their children to assimilate and become Americans top to bottom, left to right. And many immigrant families would prohibit their children from speaking the native language where they came from. Others, and I think it's fine, other families raise their children to be bilingual. But there's places in the United States, Chicago is one of them, you could grow up speaking Spanish, I should say, in Chicago. And there's neighborhoods where you can live in your entire life, 80 or 90 years old, and never have to speak English because of Spanish newspapers, Spanish radio, Spanish television, Spanish places, Spanish-speaking places of employment, and so forth. And so things have turned around a lot in terms of what many immigrants want to do, what their expectations are, how they want to live their lives, hasn't it, Jim?
Yeah, and I mean, you could say that for, I mean, I've been in the Italian sections of places like Chicago, or if you go within 50 miles of Miami, you better be speaking Spanish. You're not going to get a response.
Right.
You know, there's a certain sections, yeah, of the country where, you know, East L.A. or something, you know, you're not going to hear an English word spoken.
Right, and that applies to the public sector also. To be hired as a police officer in those parts of Los Angeles, you must be bilingual. You will not get employment as a police officer in those parts of Los Angeles unless you're bilingual. It's simply not going to happen.
Yeah, but the regularity with these, you know, if the way I see it. A lot of these people are what we call sleeper cells, people who are just sitting there waiting for a command. And that's what I mean by not being investigated as a collective crime. You know, the guy in Las Vegas or whatever, that, you know, we'll probably never know the whole story there of multiple people and who was behind whatever. Certainly the story that the news media ran with immediately doesn't make any sense at all. So now they come along with this one. But what bothers me, too, is that the news media just picks. I watched the news this morning, and it was local news plus national news. How they just pick up the story and run with it as if this is, oh, another terrorist event, bad guy, bad terrorist, and not do any analysis at all. They're simply given a narrative, they run with it, and that's the end of the story.
I watched the press conference yesterday. It had the mayor of New York City, the governor of New York State, I believe the chief of police. This is early on. The event had only happened less than 3 hours before. They did not mention the name of the suspect, although they knew the name. They did not mention he was from a 99% Muslim country, which they knew at the time. They did not mention that he was shouting, "Aloha Akbar," which they knew at the time. None of those things were mentioned. They just said it was an act of terrorism. And I was not surprised, but disappointed that that's the way they dealt with that initial press conference, Jim.
When they have a press conference, they try and say the least possible because people immediately take something and they'll pick it apart. And so, like with the Las Vegas thing, the news conferences were pretty useless.
Yeah, and they got to be repetitive and repeating the same things and not giving any details or any substance. I got a segue here, topic change, Jim. Yeah. I'm sure you're aware of my project. It's actually my listeners' project to find images of continents with new coastlines in movies and TV shows. Well, we got a new one as of today, a new one. A film, the title of it is The Night the Earth Exploded, a science fiction film, black and white. It came out in 1957, 60 years ago this year. I just watched a two-minute trailer for it. I think the entire movie is available on YouTube, by the way. We got a very nice 3x5 foot map of North America, and it is the Navy map. Very obviously, clearly the Navy map. I've got it here in front of me, blowing up, and it's a Navy map. What can you say? Showing the East Coast, the Gulf Coast, and Inland Sea, where the Mississippi River is, the West Coast underwater, Baja California gone, Florida gone, and so forth. So the quest continues, and the woman who found it, she's getting her choice of any of my five DVDs as a thank you. And it's a fun project, Jim, and this is called predictive programming, isn't it, sir?
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's so a type of social engineering.
It is. I was taking a drink of water there. I'll probably watch the whole it's going to be kind of corny on one hand because they talk about this massive, powerful computer that isn't as powerful as an iPhone, of course. It takes up an entire room. And things like that were, I'm sure they were impressive to a 1957 audience 60 years ago. But, we can look at something like this and see it with a bit of a chuckle and a little bit of humor. The premise of the film is that there's ever increasing earthquakes that will destroy the earth, and the hero, I believe, is attempting to stop them. I haven't seen the film, so I don't know everything. There's a love interest, of course, and I would regard it as a B-grade science fiction film. The stars of the film are people I never heard of, but they must have had some kind of reputation at the time, or they wouldn't have been in there. So the project moves forward, and everybody listening, if you find a movie or TV show with an image of a continent with new coastlines, get that to me. It's a fun project, and the list grows. I haven't counted how many we have here recently, but it's way more than a dozen movies and TV shows, Jim. And with the exception of the Godfather, all of them found this year, this calendar year 2017. The Godfather was the only one we had prior to January this year.
Well, that's interesting. Well, I'm sure the list will continue to grow here.
Oh yes, yes. I don't even want to prognosticate how long this list is going to go, but it's going to be huge. And I've been passing along your suggestion. I think your suggestion, Jim, to look at science fiction films from the 40s and 30s is valid and certainly bears looking into. And I've put that out a number of times. So we probably have several dozen, if not a couple of hundred people that are searching all these movies and TV shows going back to the 1930s.
Wow.
And it's a lot of very bright people that have some time to do this, and they're very diligent and keep finding these images.
Yeah. By the way, that brings up another little topic. You know, there's all this stuff about Weinstein, the guy in Hollywood, and,
right,
you know, the casting couch and all of this. Well, it should have been obvious to any moviegoer that we were not seeing top stars. I mean, if you think Jennifer Aniston or Halle Berry were good actors, excuse me, or a lot of these other people, terrible, terrible actors. And that's what we're getting on the silver screen.
Right.
You know, not because they're good actors, because something else was going on.
Right.
And now,
well, that's right. Right.
What's even more comical is that Hollywood is coming around like they're the bastion of conservatism and of sanctity. Like, oh, how could this happen behind our backs? They all knew it.
Of course,
everybody
they knew.
Everybody there knew it. Everybody on the planet knew it. You know, but just ridiculous. It doesn't deserve.
Well, it's a small club. Your thought brings up what Joan Rivers said shortly before she died. I don't know if she was murdered or not, but Joan Rivers' off-the-cuff statement, while she was walking from her vehicle to the door of a building she was going into, talking about how, oh, everybody knows that Michelle is a trainee. I think that's pretty much a direct quote.
Oh, yeah.
Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
And she was dead, what, 2 weeks later?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
But amazing. But it's amazing. The other thing is how Weinstein got taken down. I mean, his wife left him. The same thing happened to Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, don't you think that all the people there knew he had something else going on? But the way they take these people down, it tells you that Weinstein crossed somebody's path. He did
right.
the wrong thing. And that's just a signal to everybody out there. Do not cross this line. Do not, whatever it was, you know, because you'll go down in a ball of flames in an instant. And that's
exactly
how they control those people.
Exactly. Yeah. And of course, same thing's been going on in Washington, D.C. for many decades.
Yeah.
Where a congressman or a congresswoman will be compromised through a honeypot scheme where they are lured into a situation where they're documented being with a woman or a man that they're not married to, and that's held against them to control them. There's an old saying in Washington, D.C., never get caught with a live boy or a dead girl in bed, which is very true, obviously. Yes, well, all these other issues are still with us, and Donald Trump, behind the scenes, is incrementally, Monday through Friday, dismantling the Obama administration and the three administrations before him, both Bush's and Bill Clinton. So he's got a lot of work cut out for him to dismantle these decades of bad laws that have been passed, doesn't he, Jim?
Oh, yeah, it's incredible. I remember when Cheney came in and the Bush Jr. people came in the first day. I remember it was Cheney and a host of people marching up the steps like they had a mission from God, and they did, in a sense.
They were pumped up, right? Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by 2 men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. Wednesday, the 1st of November, visiting with Professor James McCanning. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, before we get to our first caller, tell people how they can listen to your two radio shows live and the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Thanks, John. Yeah, the James McCanning Science Hour at the Crossroads every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, re-airs Friday night, 10 p.m. and Saturday morning, 3 a.m. Central Time from WTWW. And then there's many other airings on satellite Saturday. And all the ways to listen are on my webpage, jmccsci.com, and also the paid cast, which is $3.95 a month. And we still have the sale, half-price sale, and the upsales for my ebook library, things like that. So all of that on the webpage. The paid cast is an extra hour of science, pure science, every week. So, anyway, that's it. All right. The information on the webpage.
Great. And our caller is Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Now, before, that 11, I think, of your maps here on my front seat. I was at Office Max yesterday to get them printed, but apparently I'm still living in the 20th century. They want these things on, they want them digitally, they want them on a flash drive. So I've got one more day before the big sale is off. I can get 30% off on these things. So I will get this done, and I will get these things at least ordered by tomorrow. I'll be interested to see the new one. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good one.
But
yep.
Yeah, I will definitely have these maps up by the holidays, and I will get a picture of it for you so that you can, you know, see your work, you know, displayed as a collage. And your check is in the mail, except when I say it, it's true.
Okay.
And that is, that's about all. Thanks a million. When are you going to get that new picture up? Anytime soon?
It's up. It's on my website right now.
Oh, is it really? All right. What are you calling it? The night the world exploded?
The title of the film is The Night the World Exploded.
Yeah. All right. I'll grab that this afternoon. Thanks a million. I appreciate it. Thanks,
Sounds
guys.
Good. Thank you, Rick.
All right. Okay, bye.
Jim, what Rick is doing, he's making a collage of all these maps that he's going to mount on his garage wall. I'm looking forward to seeing that. It's going to be a fun little project. He's a regular caller, he's very diligent in this effort that he's putting together. And once the collage is done, we'll probably post that on my website also.
Excellent.
John,
I had I defined a new word, and
okay.
This has happened a few times on your show, but we're all familiar with the word conned. It's where somebody tricks you and plays a trick on you and, you know, basically gyps you out of something.
Right.
But I defined the word calmed with an M, and this has happened a few times on your show where people will call in and do a mini commercial and try and refer people to some place where that. Then someone would try to sell something to your audience. And it happened a number of weeks ago when somebody called in, and a woman, Mary, trying to promote a webpage where some guy is selling something for $25 that says that the hurricanes were made by power plants.
Right.
Remember that one?
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, but there was a $25 sale going on there at the time to some joker trying to sell something. Well, anyway, last week some joker calls in and says that there's a product out there that makes water filters work faster. And so I looked it up, and first of all, it's a tube that goes from the lower chamber of a gravity filter up to just to create an air passageway. The problem is that he's doing it on a filter that doesn't work. And the problem is when on the stainless steel container, the top one fits on so tight that it creates a back pressure on the filter. And so the filter they were demonstrating, if you let it just flow freely, the water just pours right through it. And so it doesn't filter at all. The whole purpose of a gravity filter is what you call contact time. You want the water to move slowly.
Right.
In fact, the pressurized water filters are designed differently because they have to have much more contact time because the water's moving faster. So it's a totally different design. I sell both. But the tube that he's talking about will not work with my filters because my filters actually filter. I have a whole other thing here about that after the break. We'll
do that after the break. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back after the break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 1st of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. There's a lot there. I want to remind people to check out Field Exercise USS Liberty, December 2018. It's a field exercise that everybody can participate. You get to pick your own parameters, pick out what you want to prepare for, and you're given a date to be finished, which is only 14 months away. So be sure and check that out. It might be just what you need to motivate you. Also, my website, of course, are Energy Cleaners. We're going to have Steve Whitman with us tomorrow. He hasn't been on my show for more than a year. Steve will tell his story about how the Energy Cleaner helped save his life. And I don't want to steal his thunder. He'll be on at first hour tomorrow. The Energy Cleaner is a marvelous healing device. I use mine every night. Steve Whitman and his wife use theirs every night. The healing electrostatic signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. We focus on joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain. It helps all those things. Not getting a great night's sleep, it'll probably help there also. $285 shipping included. Keep in mind, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. Keep in mind, I do take PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online. I have a toll-free auto line. Don't try to call me. You won't get me. A toll-free auto line only. Here it is. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. And Jim, you got a follow-up from before the break there, sir?
Yeah, this whole idea of water filter testing, something that the filters I make and manufacture are tested. But the ad that this guy referred to is talking about, I'll name three brands on the air, Pro-Pure, Berkey, and Alexa-Pure. And they all do the same thing. They claim 5,000 gallons, that their filters will last for 5,000 gallons. That's for chlorine only. Their tests for other things, like they say they take out virus. but they've tested to 10 gallons of water only, or chloroform, 10 gallons, or other tests for 200 gallons. And so it's very deceptive. And they're making these claims on the air. A lot of times I'm on shows and on comes an ad for one of these. And I'm going, you know, these people, if you read the test that they actually post, they only test for like 10 gallons or something. And then they say that's good for 5,000 gallons. And the thing about these, the filters, these are black carbon blocks. They're made out of basically packing foam. It's an extremely cheap piece of material. And these are not filters. They're absorbers. So all I'm saying is that when people make claims about 5,000 gallons filtration, and they don't even take out fluoride or arsenic. You have to buy an extra filter just to take those out. And those are very expensive filters, and they only last for 500 gallons. They don't tell you any of this. So what I'm saying is that, like, these people call up, and like I say, we got, you and me got calmed last week by somebody, and he's calling about a tube that you put in a filter and makes it drain the 2.5 gallon tank in 15 seconds or some ridiculous thing. Now, there's no contact time there. That's not filtering anything.
Right.
Yet, and there's
right.
no testing for it. There's no testing to show that when this drains in 15 or 20 seconds, as opposed to 2 or 3 hours for a real filtration, that that's filtering anything at all. You see what I mean?
Right, right. Well, what the tube does is compromise the filtration and cut back on the ability to really, truly do its job, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it won't work with mine because if we have big tanks that we put my filters on and they drip very slowly. Just because you open up an air passage, mine don't drip faster because they're actually filtering. And it takes
right.
time. You have to have contact time to filter properly. So anyway, all I'm saying is we got calmed, but and then what they do is they leave you, and of course during a show there's no time to respond. So I hope people are listening this week that were listening last week and understand that this whole deal about water filter testing and the claims that people are making is really askew. And the companies I named, I would say, are the worst. Many of them. There's probably 10 companies in the last number of years that have come out with these black carbon filters. And I used to sell some, and I won't touch them with a 10-foot pole because it's packing foam. They take a circular bit, and they carve it out of a piece of packing foam and call it a filter, slap two pieces of plastic on the end and say that's a filter, and it's not. I don't know where this came from, but... Anyway,
right.
It's important for people to know this because, and besides, they're not cleanable. The big reason I stopped selling them a long time ago, amongst other things I sold, was that in a flooding situation, they plug up and you can't clean them. And so they last one time in a flooding situation, and they're not for emergency, but they're selling
right.
them for emergency.
Well, something I recommend, and this goes for all water filters all the time, except maybe the big industrial ones, is to use paper coffee filters, pre-filter the water before it goes into the real filter.
Right, right. In fact, or a T-shirt or something like that. That's an old military trick, in a sense, to get the gunk
right.
out before you do the final filtration. And
exactly.
Then, but there's claims about they take out viruses and they don't have testing. They test for like 10 gallons. A stack of paper will take out viruses for 10 gallons. The testing, they don't, if you read the actual reports they put out, they say 5,000 gallons. We call it the 5,000, the 50 gallon test, the 5,000 gallon claim. And that's what's going on.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I do have your water filters for sale on my website. You scroll down the left side, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find Jim's water filter for sale. And you've got that in stock and ready for shipment, don't you, Jim?
Right, exactly. And John is an affiliate. So, yeah, if you want my water filters, go to John's page where he's telling you and click on the ad and follow through.
Okay, we got a caller from Louisiana. It's Yeri. Good morning, Yeri.
Hi. I just recently bought that Big Berkey water filter with the fluoride filters, and I discovered that the fluoride filters, which go below the main filter into the drinking water tank, they bleed aluminum hydroxide. Is that right? Some kind of setup or something? I want to filter water. I don't want to put something in it.
That's one of the problems with those. A long time ago, I sold those. Now the arsenic and fluoride filtration is done inside my filters, and I don't sell those add-on filters. They do have aluminum, and it leaches into the water. So, yes, you're correct.
The EPA says it's good for you, but if they say that, I believe it's bad for you.
Well, yeah, I can't say that it's going to harm you, because that would, you know, but yeah, they leach into the water, and, you know, that's just a fact of life. It's an aluminum substance that is removing the chloride, and they only last for 500 gallons, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get your filters from now on. I'm not using their filters. Thank you.
Sure. Well, you know, it's all of the, instead of naming one particular brand, if it's a black carbon filter, it does not take out arsenic or fluoride. And you have to have those add-on filters. And actually, those are two of the main things you want out of your water. There's places in the country with very bad arsenic problems, and it's cumulative. So you want that out of your water, but a lot of people cannot use the add-on filters because it slows the flow down so much by adding another filter that it doesn't even work. And plus, they're like this guy said, they're hanging down into the bottom tank, and so they're hanging down into the filtered water, leaching out the aluminum hydroxide that's in the lower container.
All right.
Anyway, good call.
Yeri, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Water is not optional, and that's one of the big problems in Puerto Rico. They're working diligently on getting the water restored more quickly than the electricity.
We got hit in the factory. They came in and said, can we buy $250,000 worth of filters? And it's like, you know, nobody has that much sitting there in stock. These relief agencies don't store stuff up. They should have a warehouse with all of this stuff, where they purchase over time and is sitting there ready to go. And so we've recuperated from that, but it's like, really, you know, those people got to get their act together. Because number one, there's not enough supply in the whole country to come into a place like Puerto Rico and give everybody a water filter. But if this happened over time before the emergency, okay, then there would be enough water filters there to take care of everybody's needs.
For that situation, I would get in large commercial filters for each village, so at least everybody could have some drinking water.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's good to have your own personal one, but yeah, the city now. That's the other thing, John, is with that link on your page, I sell the commercial grade now. And those will run off a gravity feed, too. You just need a tank up above a collection tank. And those will filter up to 12 gallons a minute. And the reason they do that is because these are big filters. There's nine big 20-inch filters in that casing. And so that's where you get the flow rate. But it's the same quality as my regular countersize gravity filters. But those are available there, and I've been recommending that people get those for their house, for a whole house filter. There's the MR5, which is 5 filter elements, and the MR9, which is 9 filter elements. And then it has the replacement filter packs there also. So I encourage people to go check that out. Those are all in that link from your page there, John.
All right. Well, Jim, what direction you want to go next?
This is something very important about the wing generator latest announcement. I'm starting to accept, basically, this is the way I'm going to work it, applicants to have an installation. Now, this could be off-grid or it could be on-grid. So this is something that's coming in. So we're going to, first of all, screen people as to their location, make sure that they don't have issues with zoning or other issues, you know, that they have a viable site. And then we're going to reclassify them. Then we're going to contact them. And then the put them in order. Then they're going to put down basically a down payment to show that they're serious. And then we're going to start installing. So this is very exciting news. And so that's opened up today. We can start by using my webpage email address. It's jmcc@jmcanniescience.com. And so that's on my webpage too, that email address.
But, all right, we got a caller. We got a caller here. Go ahead,
yeah,
Jim.
Go ahead. Yeah.
We got a caller, Wolverine Fred in Michigan. Good morning, Wolverine Fred.
Good morning. A veteran buddy of mine has a Russian SF friend, and they swear by a material called Shungit or Shungite from some area of Russia, Karelia or something like that. It's all natural material that's been around thousands of years and supposed to filter out everything. And just wondering if Jim had any knowledge of that.
Well, it's probably it's something that I use in my pre-filter, and it's basically it's a shell, microscopic shells that are ground up, and you find it in deposits in the earth, and it's well known. It's a white material. It's like pure white. Yeah, and it's used for filtration. The thing, you have to have a special container, and it's a little difficult to manage. That's why filters like my ceramic filters are actually made from a similar type of material before it's cast into a ceramic mold and everything else. And they're not just ceramic. There's other things that go in it to take out the other chemicals. So the problem with that is if you just have out in the country water like you would find in Russia with no chemicals, then you're good. It's going to remove bacteria and silt and other things like that. But if you have chemicals like we have in this country, then that is not going to work. It's not going to take out that other stuff.
I had that feeling, indeed. And there was another one, John.
It's called DE, diatomaceous earth.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's their term for it. But yeah, that's what it is, and it will not work for the. We have tremendous chemical problems in this country, both natural a lot of man-made stuff. So the glyphosates and the chloramines and the chlorine and the arsenic. There's two forms of arsenic. There's two forms of fluoride, natural and man-made. And the issue is that we have so many chemicals that the DE doesn't touch at all. That's why my filters have a three-part filtration inside. You know, the first stage is to get the gunk out. Second stage is to get a certain series of chemicals and toxins out. And the third stage has a third stage. So anyway. Go ahead.
Can I ask you, owing to the fact of all the chemtrail crud that I've been learning about on YouTube, you know, this guy Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org?
Yep.
I'm bringing this up only because, John, three summers ago, July 2014, you can see it on YouTube, Shasta County, California, convened a special forum with these pilots and scientists, even some folks from Fish and Wildlife out there. And for 3.5 hours, they presented their evidentiary proof that these chemtrails are killing people and wildlife, et cetera, the flora as well. And so I was wondering, Jim, is there any way, is there any kind of a covering for the mouth and the nose? Because I've been out in this stuff a lot, and man, it just smacks me up bad when I get back, you know. And I know I've been watching the skies for 30 years, and I can tell you honestly, I have witnessed jets where I could see the spray nozzles mounted on the vertical tail section, and these suckers must have been like 8,000 feet or less.
That's low. Hold your thought there, for Wolverine. We got a break. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Professor James McCanny, his website's linked to my links page. Wolverine Fred, you had a thought you wanted to wrap up there, sir?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just wondering, Jim, if there's anything in your realm of knowledge as to an air filter that one could wear when out and about?
Okay, let me just cover this. Like the California fires, they found a lot of chemicals in the fires. This stuff is very pervasive. It's on the ground. I've seen it in Florida. I've seen it in the Canadian border states. And it's really bad stuff. I mean, this is going on, it's coming down. It's various colors. I've seen it green, other colors. And really, people are being attacked. I mean, this is a chemical attack. And it's pervasive. It's like snow. It's everywhere. So I don't think it's good to be in these areas at all. That's all I can tell you.
Yep. Well, I'm going to move ahead, John, because of Shasta County and all those folks that participated. That's what has to be done in every county, because we should control the airspace in our counties, period. I think that's where it starts. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for the call. Jim, we've got about a minute and a half here, sir.
Oh, okay. John, I want to tell people that people have been waiting for the wing generator announcement, and so that's what's going on. We're starting to take names of people who are interested, are serious customers, not just, interested in information.
Right.
And so send in their location and conditions. They have to have tree-free area. It has to be, they have to designate if they want to be on or off grid. Just mention also there are no outstanding licensed developers anymore. This has all come together in one. And so the way to apply is simply write to the web address, email address, jmcc@jmcanniescience.com. And we'll go on a first-come, first-served basis, but then that'll be reordered based on the ability of people to, their conditions, et cetera. So, say if they want to be on-grid or off-grid, and then also they have to be serious before we go out and actually discuss seriously with them. They're going to have to put a deposit down, and so a significant deposit to separate out the interest seekers from the real customers.
That makes perfect sense, Jim. Yeah.
So anyway, that's important. So just once again, the email address, jmcc@jmcanniescience.com. And in the subject heading, just put wing, W-I-N-G.
All right. All right. Jim, thank you very much. Have you back next week, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Open Lines. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from